Hey, Mama. I know getting meals on the table for your family can feel tough, especially finding weeknight-friendly meals that everyone in the family will love. There's a good chance it's why you're here, at least I hope so. Helping moms take the stress out of feeding their family is my biggest passion. It's why I share with you here, and it's why I created the Healthy Mama Cooking Club. If you've ever wished this podcast came with a weekly done-for-you dinner plan with a shopping list and meal prep tips, or maybe a recipe library with over 200 family-friendly recipes, cooking tips, how-tos, and hacks? Well, it does, and it's all in the Healthy Mama Cooking Club over on Patreon. Starting at just $3 a month for access to our 200-plus recipe vault with printable PDF recipes, or $5 a month for weekly done-for-you dinner plans, plus the recipe vault and bonus podcasts every month, the Healthy Mama Cooking Club is the dinner time solution you're looking for. Head to patreon.com/healthymamachris or click the link in the show notes to try it out for a week free and join over 130 other busy mamas making weeknight meals work with the Healthy Mama Cooking Club. I can't wait to see you in there. All right, let's get on with the episode. Welcome to what I'm calling Summer Snacks, bite-sized episodes to give you meal inspiration throughout the summer without taking too much time away from the beach or pool. Today, we are talking all things road trip snacks. What to take with you on a road trip, what to make ahead for your road trip, and how to choose snacks for your road trip so your kids are not just snacking all day long. Does cooking feel like a struggle more often than you want to admit? Do school lunches get boring after the third week, and even cereal for breakfast sometimes feels like too much effort? Let alone feeding yourself and your family meals with vegetables they'll actually eat? If you're a busy mama like me, you can probably relate. I'm Chris Dovniak, and welcome to My Healthy Mama Kitchen. I'm a trained chef, culinary nutritionist, and mama of two, and I'm here to guide you in making healthy eating easy and accessible by simplifying your meal plan, demystifying meal prep, taking the stress out of weeknight dinners, and helping you learn to cook your family delicious, nutrient-dense meals along the way without spending hours in the kitchen or thousands of dollars a month at Whole Foods. In this podcast, I'm here to share my best tips, tools, and hacks for your real-life Healthy Mama Kitchen with a side of humor and sometimes a little bit of spice. So grab your favorite apron and let's get cooking. This past year has felt like the year of road trips for our family. We did a lot of road trips in our early days of marriage before we had kids because my husband lived in Canada and I lived in the US for the first part of our relationship. And then we lived together in Toronto, about 3 hours from his parents and about 12 hours from my parents for 5 years. So together we went on a lot of road trips, but we hadn't gone on a lot of road trips with our kids until this past year. We went on our first long road trip together as a family last January. We drove 25 hours straight from Rhode Island to Florida. Okay, we stopped a little bit to sleep, but basically it was straight through. We picked the kiddo up from school, we got in the car, and we got there the next day. Since then, we've gone on several mini road trips as a family. We went a few hours away to go up north to Vermont to spend a couple days as a family, and then we road tripped down with my dad to come move down here to Florida. We've road tripped all over Florida following my husband's sailing team this past year, and we just finished another 5-day road trip to spend the summer back in Rhode Island. So I like to think I know a thing or two about road trips. And being someone who obviously loves food, I've learned some hacks for what to pack, what to make ahead, and what makes the most sense for road trip snacks. Because let's be real, snacks, lunch, all of those things on the go are really expensive. So all of this depends on how long you're road tripping and if you'll have access to a fridge along the way. So my first recommendation is to get yourself a really good cooler. We do not have the fanciest cooler. We have the Coleman Extreme, and it works well for us. We also have a smaller Igloo cooler, and I'll link both of those in the show notes in case you're curious, because they're both very budget-friendly. We are going to invest in probably an Arctic cooler for camping this summer. Stay tuned for another summer snack on our favorite camping meals. But I share all of that so you know you don't need anything fancy in order to pack food for a road trip, but you do need some sort of a cooler. When it comes to packing snacks and packing meals, I really try for heartier, protein and or fiber-rich or fat-rich nutrient-dense snacks, so the kids and ourselves are not just snacking all day long. Chips and cookies are fun, and we always have some of those with us too because it's a road trip and it's fun to have fun snacks, but we also like to have more of those nutrient-dense snacks with us as well. So a few things that I like to make ahead or prep ahead if we are going on a longer road trip. If we are going on a shorter road trip, so 4 hours or less, usually I pack some sort of a sandwich or wrap for myself, my husband, and the kids if we have planned ahead. If not, sometimes we'll grab this on the road as well. I'll be perfectly transparent with you. And then we pack snacks with us. But typically 4 hours or less, we really only need a lunch stop and maybe one snack. So I love to pack sandwiches. My best tips for packing sandwiches or wraps are to use something hearty. So something, a thicker, crustier bread, something you can still chew, but you don't want like your Wonder Bread thin white bread. A sprouted grain bread will work pretty well, but I'm thinking more a sourdough or an Italian loaf or some sort of a roll or bun tends to work a little bit better. You want some sort of a barrier between any sort of vegetables and meat and the bread. So typically I use some sort of mayonnaise or aioli or pesto. Something with an oil will keep a barrier between any of the moisture on the vegetables especially, or any of the other ingredients. The goal is to avoid it going soggy. So any of the ingredients that have a high moisture content, so if you're using roasted red peppers or if you're using tomatoes, I like to pat those as dry as possible with paper towels before putting them in the sandwich. And then again, you want both sides of the bread or the roll or whatever you're using, some sort of a barrier. So mayonnaise, aioli, pesto, a little bit of olive oil, whatever you want to use, and then your vegetables, your meat, your cheese, etc. And then I like to wrap that up in parchment paper. I find this keeps it the longest without getting mushy. Do not pack in plastic wrap. It will go mushy real fast. So for a longer road trip, I tend to pack a lot of hearty snacks. So some of the things that I like to make ahead are energy balls or energy bars. A couple of our favorites include my cookie dough energy bars and my lemon blueberry energy bars. Both of those are on my website. Or energy balls, I have a Monster energy ball that the kids really love, and keep that in the cooler because they do have M&Ms, especially in the summertime. I use mini M&Ms for those. A brownie ball made with walnuts, and I just skip the chocolate topping on those because it will melt. Or my salted caramel energy balls, also on my website. And again, I'll link all of these for you, but those are really great options to pack in the cooler. They're hearty, they're filled with healthy fats, and they are going to keep you and the kids a little bit fuller. So I love those. I also love low-mess vegetables like snap peas, mini peppers, baby carrots, sliced cucumbers. I really like using the Rubbermaid Brilliance containers for these. They come in a bunch of different sizes. You can get them on Amazon or at Target, and they snap close. They're really airtight, and you can get them in glass, but I like them in plastic, especially for road trips. Less worry about something breaking in the car. You definitely don't want that to happen. So low-mess vegetables, fruit is good too, low-mess fruit, and we will just wash those off and dry them really well and store them with a paper towel on the bottom so they're less likely to go soft. And for dips, I love individual hummus or guacamole containers. It's great to make them yourself, but if it is a longer road trip, these tend to keep better in the cooler, I find. If you want a meal for a longer road trip, a couple of the meals that I love that last a little bit longer in the cooler are mason jar salads. You can do a mason jar pasta salad. You could do a mason jar orzo salad or quinoa salad or a lettuce-based mason jar salad. I find that these keep a lot longer, and all you need is a fork to eat that, or a chicken salad or a tuna salad with crackers to scoop. Of course, if you don't like the idea of your car smelling like tuna, then don't do tuna salad, but that will last longer than a sandwich if you're going for a full day. I also like to prep hard-cooked eggs ahead of time. Sometimes I'll do egg muffins too, because those will stay in the cooler and those work well as a breakfast, a snack, or a lunch. Homemade muffins are also a great option for a snack or a quick breakfast, and you can even pack some sneaky veggies into these. I have an apple sweet potato option in my budget breakfast cookbook ebook, and I also like to do zucchini banana as well, so Lots of different options for those. Usually I use oat flour as a base, which is inexpensive and also pretty hearty, so they don't crumble as much, but they're still moist as well. So homemade muffins, homemade trail mix too is always less expensive than buying trail mix in the store, and you can add whatever your favorite ingredients are. And I find it's fun to have kids make their own trail mix before we go, and then they can have their own bag of trail mix they can snack on throughout the way. In terms of easy breakfast, if you have access to a fridge and you're going on a multi-day road trip, breakfast is one of those areas I do not think you need to spend a lot of money on. Obviously, cereal is a really great option. We like the Horizon Organic Tetra Pak milks, so you can add milk to your cereal. Of course, you got to be careful. You might want to do this as a picnic rather than in the car because no one wants spilt milk in the car. Same thing with yogurt. That's a really good option too. If you want to keep it out of the car, if you have kids that might make a mess. Drinkable yogurts are a great option too. I have an easy recipe for those on my website too. Pre-made smoothies are a great idea, but they typically don't last longer than a day. So I want to say pre-made smoothies. For me, I tend to buy pre-made protein shakes. The brand OWN, O-W-Y-N, is my favorite so far. And they just give me a good protein boost for a quick breakfast, especially if I'm the one driving. Oatmeal bites are a good option too, as well as breakfast cookies. Any of those can be made ahead and made into an easy breakfast. And any of these breakfast options, I already mentioned the egg cups and the hard cooked eggs, also work as easy snacks as well. All right, let's talk quickly about my favorite pre-packaged snacks that are a little bit more nutrient dense for road trips. If you have a Trader Joe's near you, I recommend hitting up Trader Joe's for snacks. They've got some great snack options. My kids really love their plantain chips and their inner peas, snap peas, but the snap pea crisps you can get at the grocery store also work well. I love kale chips or veggie chips. They feel fun, salty, crunchy, like a chip, but you're snacking on something a little bit more nutrient dense. My favorite brand is Rhythm Foods. They have broccoli and cauliflower snacks, and you can get these at Costco as well. Dried fruit is a great option. I like freeze-dried fruit. You can get this at Target, Aldi, or Trader Joe's. If you have a Thrive Market membership, they also have some really fun dried fruit like dragon fruit. That's a little bit different. Dried kiwi. So mix it up with some fun, different dried fruits. Nuts and seeds, like I mentioned. I love macadamia nuts. The chili lime cashews from Aldi, or the sesame honey cashews or almonds from Trader Joe's are really delicious as well. And then just regular old raw or salted nuts work too, but it's fun to do something that'll keep your mouth busy and is also something that feels a little bit fun. I mentioned homemade trail mix before, but you can certainly buy a trail mix ahead of time as well. I think Trader Joe's has a good selection, and Target also has a really good selection of fun mixes of nuts and seeds and dried fruit and chocolate and pretzels. So those are fun as well. We love the Lesser Evil popcorn. We will get them in smaller bags as well, just so the big bag, if it falls, doesn't make a giant mess. Good little portion size for the kiddos. Meat sticks are also a protein-rich go-to as well. So we will get the Chomps or the Archer Farms. We also like their jerky. Primal, New Primal. The kids' ones are really good, too. They love the chicken maple and the pizza flavor. So they have a lot of fun flavors. We get those on Thrive Market. You can also get them at Whole Foods, and you can also get them on Thrive Market. And then if you have your cooler, refrigerated, protein-rich snacks like string cheese, Babybel cheese, salami, pepperoni. My kids really love the Applegate pepperoni. You can have cheese and crackers and the Applegate pepperoni and do like a little Lunchable type situation for much less money than those individual little Lunchables. And for younger kids, little squeezable yogurts are a good option too. The kind with the tiny spout, not the kind that's like a Go-Gurt. Those are a recipe for disaster. Don't buy those for road trips unless you're freezing them ahead of time. A couple tips. If you have access to like an Airbnb or something like that, then definitely bring your own reusable utensils, plates, smoothie cups. If not, eco-friendly utensils. We get the recycled ones. It's not the best, but it's better to have your own. So reusable or disposable utensils, paper plates. We typically bring our own water bottles. And don't forget wipes. We always buy a big package of water wipes. The kids can use them to wash or wipe their hands, their faces, whatever needs to be wiped, and then quick wipe downs in the car in case of spills as well. I promise to keep these short and sweet. I wanted them to be less than 15 minutes, and we are coming up on that. So I hope you found this helpful. I want to hear your favorite road trip snacks and road trip hacks. So I would love for you to connect with me over on Instagram at Healthy Mama Chris, or better yet, join us in the Healthy Mama Cooking Club. It starts at just $3 a month and you get your first week free. You will get weekly meal inspiration, member-only recipes, access to our recipe vault with over 100 family-friendly recipes. We're sharing a lot of shortcut ideas for the summertime this month. We have a community share every Monday where we connect over different topics, especially the topics we talk about here on the podcast. I share quick tips, bonus podcasts, and so much more. So head to patreon.com/healthymamachris, that's Chris with a K, to join us over there. Get your first week free, try it out, and I can't wait to connect with you. Until next time, here's to good summer snacking.
Thank you for listening to Mommy's Podcast.
Friend, thank you so much for listening to another episode of the Healthy Mama Kitchen Podcast. Don't forget to subscribe wherever you love to listen to podcasts so you never miss a cooking tip. If you've been loving this podcast, it would mean so much to me if you left a rating and review on Apple Podcasts. It truly makes a difference in how many other busy cooks find this show and lets me know what you're loving and want to hear more of. For show notes and links to all the recipes and tools I mention, head to healthymamachris.com/podcast. For daily eats, cooking tips, and family-friendly shortcut dinner ideas, be sure to follow along over on Instagram at healthymamachris. Remember, cooking for your family may not always feel easy, but it can be simple.